The Columbus Crew start postseason play tonight when they take on the Atlanta United in Major League Soccer's knockout round. The playoffs are usually cause for celebration, but this year they come as the Crew's ownership weighs a potential move to Austin, Texas. Joining us now on Skype is Pat Murphy from the website Massive Report. Hey, Pat.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. So we'll get to actual soccer here in a couple minutes. First, the last update we got from the mayor and local business leaders were that they were meeting with the Crew's ownership in the coming weeks. Owner Anthony Precourt has said that the team is no longer viable here unless he gets a new downtown stadium. Do we have any other updates on where this whole process stands?
Not a ton. There's a lot of, speculation, a lot of rumors coming out, both on the Columbus side and the Austin side. Anthony Precourt went down to Austin the day after he announced the potential move via conference call and, met with people down there. So there were some interviews there, but not a ton of information has come out. We're kind of in a wait and see mode.
We've talked a lot about fans. We've talked a lot about the owner, Anthony Precourt. Somewhat ironically, we have not talked a lot about the players. They have this hanging over their head as they go into the playoffs. What have they been saying?
Yeah, initially, I think it was kind of company line. Just kind of what you might expect from them. But after the game on Sunday, talking to some of the players this week, they did admit that there was a little bit of nerves going into that game, that there was kind of a burden on them. There are a few local guys, or at least Ohio-based guys. Will Trapp is a name. I think even people that aren't fans of the Crew will know a kid that's from Gahanna, grew up in Columbus. They have a couple of other ones. To them, I think this means a little more because they're playing in front of, their literal home fans.
Turning now to actual soccer on the field tonight, the Crew take on Atlanta. This is the knockout round of the playoffs. Explain how that works, how the whole playoff bracket works.
Yeah, sure. It's kind of like Major League Baseball's wild card. Top six teams in each conference make it to the playoffs. The top two teams get byes into the conference semifinals, and then the four below them play in a seeded knockout game, the higher team hosting. And that, for Columbus, who finished fifth, means going to Atlanta, who finished fourth. There was a chance on decision day, is what Major League Soccer calls the final day of the regular season, that Columbus could have moved all the way up to second. And in fact, had they found a goal in New York against New York City FC, they would have moved up to second. The results kind of went their way. So that's kind of an opportunity lost there to, skip this whole round.
Two-part question here. How do you like the Crew's chances, and is there a clear-cut favorite league-wide to win the Cup this year?
I am not overly optimistic about the Crew's chances. They played Atlanta twice this season, once in Atlanta and once in Columbus. Both were losses. If there's a matchup that I thought was the worst for Columbus, it's this. Atlanta is very good on the counterattack, has very good technical players, very fast, and that kind of plays against everything Columbus likes to do. As for the league as a whole, Toronto FC is the clear favorites. They finished top of the East, top of the league. They set a record for most points in the league with 69, I believe, which was one more than the LA Galaxy did a handful of years ago. I think anyone you ask would say that they are probably the favorites to take home the Cup.
Pat Murphy covers the Columbus Crew SC for the website Massive Report. We've been talking about tonight's start of the MLS playoffs, which come as the city of Columbus fights to keep the Crew from moving to Austin, Texas. Thanks again, Pat.
Yeah, thank you for having me.